Com. Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Want more business? Make it happen by joining supplymybusiness.co.uk and start generating more business today for your Kent business.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on this Tuesday, the 6th of September, with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin.
And some fresh Eric's cakes.
And fresh Eric's cakes.
Yes, we're on the red velvet now, aren't we, Stephanie?
We are.
Are you? Are they all as good as they look?
Well, yeah, I haven't tried, really, but good. Stephanie's going to... Yeah, what's it like, Stephanie?
So that's really moist as well.
You're not allowed to say moist on the radio.
Aren't you?
No, apparently. I don't know why.
It's very juicy cool. Cake.
No, I'll let you say moist. Go on.
Moist. How naughty.
It looks really good. We're going to do a few more emails and tweets and stuff like that, and then we will talk to Steph about her lovely business. So Jules is tweeting away at the moment, so I'm going to read an email. And I want you all to go to this, and I'm going to check to see if you did or not. It's the Cranbrook Literature Festival, and it's running from Friday the 30th of September... and it's on Saturday the 1st of October too. And it's a celebration of books, reading and writing. And you will be joined there by the following list of celebs. Ooh. Julian Clary,
ooh.
Sarah Raven,
ooh,
Vanessa Nicholson, Luke Wright, John Rice, Brian Moses, Lou Kunzler, Dave McKean, Giles Brandreth, Bennett, wow, Brandreth, Tom Palmer and many more. It's the Cranbrook Literature Festival. You can book your tickets by going to their website, and you can find out all about the programme, who's on, what's going on. It's a fabulous event. And their website is cranbrookliteraturefestival.com. Cranbrookliteraturefestival.com. And that's thank you to Rosemary for bringing that to my attention. And as I live just around the corner from there, I shall be going. Because it sounds like a fabulous event.
There's a Seven Oaks Chamber of Commerce event on Wednesday. It's the 7th of September, so that's manana. And it's at the Stag Community Arts Centre, 10:30 to 12. You can contact Julie Phillips, who's the Chamber Development Manager, on 017-3245-5188. And it's 7th of September, 10:30 to midday.
Cool. And then shortly after that, a couple of days after that, is the Seven Oaks Business Awards.
Okay.
And I shall be comparing the Seven Oaks Business Awards
once again.
Yeah,
it?
There's a change.
Yeah.
I shall be interviewing some of the winners, and we shall play the Vox Pop recordings of those in the weeks after that. But that's always a cracking event.
Yeah, splendid.
Good stuff. We've had a tweet. Who have we had a tweet from? Michael Parks Surveyors. Based over there in Rochester, and they say, hello, we love listening to the Business Bunker Show. Oh, I can't be new then. And Telco Limited, telecoms providers over there on the Medway City Estate in Rochester, have said hello and that they're enjoyed listening in. And Louisa Felstead, who is from the Lee Academy Trust, calling all local businesses Dartford Skills 3030 at the Longfield Academy on the 21st of September. And she's given a link, but we've got an email about it as well, because I'm doing that. It's one of my events, and I want you there. If you run a business in the Dartford Mepham area, we'd like you to join in for a half-day networking session with A-level students from the Longfield Academy who have chosen not to go to university. Okay, and we're going to be talking to them about the world of work. They have a workshop to attend, which is delivered by Deb and Di Domican from Dom Education, which is about how to manage their own finances, which is a brilliant workshop. And whilst that's happening, the businesses that are there are going to hear from Kent County Council about two things. They're going to hear about the new apprenticeship scheme, because that's changed again, and about apprenticeship levies, which doesn't affect any of us, but, you know, we need to know about it and how the new apprenticeships are working. And they're also going to do an overview of the new guilds that Kent County Council have launched, the Guild Society, and their guilds focusing on different sections of the business community. So, for instance, I'm a member of the Creative and Digital Guild, and what they are people that work in that business environment, and the point is we're trying to encourage young people to come and work in those industry sectors.
Yeah.
And there's a sector for it, you know, so there's construction, there's digital, there's, you know, hospitality and all kinds of sections. Mm. The 30-30 program on the 21st of September, we still have a couple of places left, not many, a couple of places left for businesses that would like to join in. And then on the day, we finish up with some speed networking. The students come and do a pitch to each of the businesses for 2 minutes, and then the business pitch to the students about what they'd like from them. From them.
Yeah, good idea.
We ran this program at the beginning of the year, and two of the students were offered jobs. At the end of the networking.
Excellent.
Which is amazing, isn't it?
That is.
And the businesses were going, I didn't realise I had talent. Yeah. You know, everybody says, oh, the younger today, the trouble is, you know, a bunch of snowflakes. They're talented kids and they know loads of stuff. Yeah. You know, they just want a chance.
And they're fast and bright.
Yeah. And they, you know, they get stuff.
Yeah.
And two of them were actually offered jobs on the spot. Which wasn't supposed to be what it was about, but that was the...
It also gives them networking experience too, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. No, it's a great event. Do come along. It's really good fun.
What's it called again?
It's the 30-30 programme, and it's at Longfield Academy on the 21st of September, and there's an Eventbrite page to book you. It's free. You get lunch as well. The kids cook lunch. Mm. They've got a fabulous restaurant there. It really is a good event. It's some really good fun. So do come along. I'll give you the details later, Steph, if you want
thank
it.
You.
I can't find the tweet at the moment, but I saw it earlier, and I need to read it out because she's gorgeously lovely.
Who's this?
It's Kim Stevens from Caring Kent.
Oh, yeah.
And she always puts the most lovely tweets out.
Aww.
She says, I can't remember what she put this week, but last week she said she loves Business Bunker more than she loves chocolate.
But, of course, at your age, you are going to be needing Caring Kent probably not soon, in Tenterden. Does she go out? What was her name?
Kim Stevens. Kim, so she's in Ashford, yeah.
Do you travel out to Tenterden area?
Yeah, she does.
Okay.
Yeah.
A little, perhaps a little tartan rug might be needed.
Tartan rug. Oh, tartan rug.
There's a UK Business Safety Week, 5th to 9th of September. It's the business engagement, the fire safety team. And they'll be taking part, because we do, Stephanie, like a fireman, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Chief Fire Officers Association, British Fire Safety Week. They'll be there in the following locations. Monday, 5th of September, that's gone. Tuesday, 6th, I don't know what time that is. It's at Dymchurch, New Romney and Lydd. Wednesday, the 7th, Manana, Whitstable and Herne Bay, which is where I live. Thursday, the 8th of September, Dartford. Friday, the 9th of September, Sittingbourne. So, as always, details on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Fire safety team.
Fantastic. We've had a tweet from F Keys. The Microsoft Alex. Office training people, lovely Alex Waterton and guys. It says, hi, Vanilla Web. Please can we have a shout out for our free MS Office taster session this Friday morning at Chalock. And you can find out about it by going to fkeys.eventbrite.com or you can ring on 01634 512 345 or you can follow them on the Twitter at fkeys. And I highly recommend you do that. And it's a free taster session. You won't believe what you learn on Alex's courses.
Oh,
they're brilliant.
He
sorted out my emails. No worries.
Yeah.
I had emails I hadn't answered for 3 years.
Yeah.
I get thousands of emails.
Only mine you didn't answer.
I never answer yours. No. I've got you blocked.
Yeah.
I get thousands of emails. And I've worked in technology for 40-odd years. And Alex came along and spent an hour with me, and he sorted out my email box. And it just made such a massive difference to everything I did. He just showed me little tricks to do things, to get things organised. And
He knows lots of nuggets as well about other stuff.
Yeah, and I ended up answering emails and all sorts, which I don't normally bother with.
Caroline Liz, the Riverford Organic Sisters. Have you got those on your timeline?
I was just about to read that.
Go on,
yeah.
Then. You do it so much better.
I've got the Organic Sisters, Caroline and Liz. Kent _.
Are they telling you that they've got fresh, I don't know how to say this, edamame? I know what they are and I do eat them, but I can't say it's definitely.
I haven't got that one. I've just got one that says hashtag ugly lemons. But they're talking about you, aren't they?
No, that was their amazing story, wasn't it? You must have read that. Waste Not, Want Not campaign.
Ugly Lemons, yeah.
I know, because they have a very good PR, you see. That
put did
that,
I?
Yeah, it's gone global, that story. But now they're talking about edamame beans.
Edamame beans. Are you trying to say edamame beans?
Yeah, but I don't know how to say it.
I just told you, edamame beans.
Mammy. Anyway, they're new in this week. They're considered, Paul Andrews, a superfood by many and very tasty. And they've actually sent you two kisses.
Oh.
Yeah, one might be for me, of course.
No, they're both for me. Okay. There's two ladies.
Yeah. The ugly lemons was that the big supermarkets refused to take the Organic Sisters lemons.
Absolutely, because they're ugly.
Yeah.
Not the Organic Sisters, the lemons.
But they're organic. So, yeah, very interesting story.
I actually, just coming back to edamame beans, I love edamame beans.
Well, you can say it.
Yeah.
But they do taste nice.
I have Wagamamas, chili and garlic salt edamame
beans.
What's
wrong with Riverfords?
You didn't know they had them.
It's a bit
rude.
Exactly.
It's
a bit rude. Yeah. They've just told you. Yeah. I mean, you're not going to be
now, because Wagamama's is a restaurant in which I eat them. If they supplied, I don't buy them and cook them myself,
You ate their soup, didn't you? You liked their soup when they used to give you that.
Who, Wagamama's or Riverford?
Do you remember they used to bring you soup down?
They did bring me soup, yeah. Last autumn.
Of course, at your age and your dotage, you're going to need that sort of service more and more, won't you?
Soup on wheels.
Hot soup.
Yeah, because I can't eat anything solid.
No, not with your teeth. Mm. Promote your website whilst raising money for a charity. The world's most expensive link. This must be from the lovely Alan. Haven't heard from him for a while, have we, Paul Andrews?
No, Alan Noak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he says the world's most expensive link continues to offer great value for a little bit of extra marketing for your website while raising a bit of money for your favourite charity along the way. We've just paid over £40 to charities selected by our participants. See more details below. You can follow them on Twitter at expensivelink. And they continue to promote their participants. Please give us a retweet once in a while to help spread the word. Now, three participants have topped up during July and August. Leaping up to the ranks in third place is trailerskent.co.uk. That's a trailer with an AI. They're Kent-based trailers and towing equipment company. That might be good for you, Dan, as you get bigger and have more jet spinners, you know.
Yeah, possibly, yeah.
Then there's the lovely Mark Smith at 49th place. He's Whitstable Stove Shop, and I was just talking to him about him to you, Stephanie, wasn't I? Heatas certified installation of quality log and multi-fueled stoves, plus accessories and fuels, stove servicing and chimney sweeping, chimney repair. Dick Van Dyke. Oh, no, he's not there. Sorry. Repair and maintenance.
Chimney.
Now in 97th place is sweets.co.uk, an online sweet shop. Specialised in
sweet shop. What's a sweet shop?
Well, because they've spelt it sweets.co.uk. So I just went with it. You know,
sweet
shop. Hundreds of classic sweets, retro sweets. I bet they've got a little bit of licorice there, Paul.
I bet they got licorice sticks.
And of course, guess who is still in first place?
Go on.
TikTok.
Yeah, Anthony Gray Clocks. 9,832,000th year in a row.
I know. He's been there for 2,463 incredible days. Well done, Alan. And that's the world's most expensive link.com.
Fabulous. Do you know what we're going to do now? We're going to talk to our next guest.
Let's.
It's a massive pleasure to welcome onto the show the lovely Stephanie Carpatis, or as I've christened her so rudely, Stephanie Carpets. I'm really sorry about that.
That's
Steph.
Fine.
No, it's totally rude. But every time I type your name, my phone changes it to Carpets. I'm really sorry. There's no excuse for it. Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us on the show. It's an absolute pleasure to be with you. I bumped into you at an event a few weeks back, I hadn't seen you for a while, and you were telling me about the wonderful stuff that you were doing, and I said, oh, you've got to come on the show and talk to us about that, because it's really fantastic stuff. You're doing renewable energy. This is me paraphrasing here. You're going to tell us all about it. Renewable energy on a community basis. So why don't you kick off by telling the listener a little bit about Stephanie and about what you're doing?
Okay, so... the thing I was telling you about, which is the really exciting part, is which is kind of a culmination of things, is we've got a solar farm. It's called Orchard Community Energy. It's a 6-megawatt farm, £6 million. And with the help of Mongoose Energy Limited, which is another community organisation, they've helped us bring that into community ownership. So it's set up to bring any surplus profit that it generates. Mm. It will go into a community fund.
Is that a community interest company type
it
thing?
Is. Well, it's called a community benefit society. There are so many different forms there are
different schemes.
We've got all kinds of tiers and levels. But but the farm, Orchard Community Energy, is a community benefit society. And this solar farm, as you know, it will generate electricity, 6 megawatts a year. That's enough to power 1,250 houses, and it has the feed-in tariff, which is a financial incentive, and that then creates profit.
Without going into too much technical detail, are the feed-in tariffs due to end fairly soon?
No, but they have been slashed quite drastically.
I knew they'd done something to them. Because and you'll put me right on this, but a feed-in tariff, if you produce your own electricity using wind or solar or some other form of renewable energy, not only do you get your own energy for nothing, as it were, but basically the government will also pay you for feeding some of that into the national grid.
Yeah, well, actually, they pay you a tariff for generating renewable energy, and then you will also get an export tariff, which is the surplus energy that you sell back into the grid.
Yeah, cool. Okay. So it kind of that helps to finance the project, because they're quite expensive projects to put together, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely.
So you've got a solar farm.
Yeah.
Okay. So describe to us. Jules is dishing out cake.
It's a solar farm or the cake.
Yeah.
Now she said it.
So describe to us what your project's about. So it's a community effort. Does that mean you're providing electricity to a local community, to a local area?
Or? Yeah, I mean, ideally that would be fantastic if we did that. I mean, Germany are really good at that. They have villages where they provide their own energy. But at the moment, the way it's operated is, yes, it's owned by the community. So we've got people buy shares in it, or we've got a bond coming up, and we sell the energy into the grid. And it builds this, as we said, with the Surplus Property Community Fund. But coming up in September, we're in September, but very soon, we're hoping to launch, Mongoose have launched an energy supply company.
Right.
And what that will do is they're going to be, instead of us selling the electricity from this solar farm, our one in Kent, directly into the grid, and you know, off it goes, and we just get an income, we will sell our energy to Mongoose. So they will. We might get a better price selling it to them.
Right.
And then we will also.
So you're kind of wholesaling it.
Yes. Yep. And we might kind of look at that price. And then what Mongoose are going to do is have something called the community tariff. Mm. And that would be a tariff that any one of us could switch to.
Right.
Like we do when we switch energy providers. So when people switch to that tariff, they know that they're buying into 100% renewable energy and 100% community owned as well. So the profits again are always getting locked up and going back into community.
Oh, what a good idea. Okay, and is that available anywhere? The Mongoose thing, is that available anywhere? You know, so it doesn't matter where you live, you can switch to that tariff.
It's a national, they're an energy supplier, just like
EDF or whatever.
Okay,
that's fantastic. So, how did you get into this alternative renewable energy thing in the first place, Steph?
Well, I kind of have a 20-year track record of sustainability, just being really interested, mainly in ethical business, actually. That was my driving force, was business as a force for good. Mm. And I was environment manager at British Airways. That's when I got into it, really.
Okay.
I did business skills training, but then I became the environment manager there and was doing a lot of the work on internal training and on conferences and events and that side of things for British Airways. And when I came to Kent, I ended up working on European programmes with Kent County Council and Business Link, or Business Support Kent as it was, and advising, well, helping either the small to medium-sized businesses. That's why I was asking Dan about whether how environmentally friendly, because it sounds like spinner jets, very environmentally friendly.
Absolutely,
So it was about supporting that kind of business to grow with European funding. And then very recently I was working at Ashford Borough Council on a project which was looking at the construction sector, but around sustainable renovation. So it was working with all the installers of solar, renewables, insulation, all of those things. And that got me interested in driving things from a grassroots level, really.
I mean, it's not my bag these days. Many years ago, I actually worked in the oil and nuclear industry.
Right.
And I worked for the company that actually built Three Mile Island, as it happened.
Wow.
At the time. But I'm not so au fait with the energy industry these days. But I am fascinated by it, because this whole renewable thing has gone through a cycle that a lot of things do. In the early days, it was pretty borderline.
you know, the wind don't blow, so your turbine doesn't go round, and then it gets too windy, so they have to turn the turbines off and stuff like that. But with any technology, any new technology, there's always teething problems, there's always growth. And it's like electric vehicles. They've been playing around with battery technology and electric vehicles for ages, but I happen to know, because I do, because I drive one, Porsche have decided to... That they already have a hybrid car, which is a fantastic car. And if you've got a spare £900,000, you can actually buy one. But it is an absolutely unbelievable car. But that's a hybrid.
Wow.
At the moment, Porsche have just announced they've started work on a fully electric car. But Porsche being Porsche, they've decided to completely reinvent it. And the battery technology they're using is completely state-of-the-art and absolutely amazing. And the recharging of the car... You don't plug it into anything.
Really? Is it kind of...
No, it comes with a floor plate, and you just park over the floor plate, and it recharges itself.
Excellent.
And it goes for like 5,000 miles on one charger.
Great.
So, you know, but a company like that will really take it to the next level.
Like Tesla's
Exactly, as Tesla's done with their cars.
But Tesla did have teething with their
fires, but everybody does. You know, all new technology has teething problems. Yeah. It does. Mm. You know, they had batteries catching fire type problems, although the company deny that. They say, you know, da, 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 da. But they're well past that now, and Tesla are an established car brand, and you see loads of Teslas about on the road. I have a fleet of cars, company cars, some of which are hybrids. We got a few Lexus hybrids.
That's what I drive.
And but they're becoming a bit old hat now. The technology is moving at a rapid pace, and that's a great thing, isn't it? That, you know, that's where we'll get to eventually. And, you know, which is why it astonishes me that the government are even thinking about Hinkley Point. I mean, we're a ridiculous project.
And they're locking us in. That's
it's a ridiculous project. It's absolutely, even for those, I'm a fan of nuclear power because I worked in the nuclear industry. And I know, you know, a little bit about it, albeit a long, long time ago. And nuclear isn't as bad as people think it is anyway. They just don't understand, you know, the word nuclear just scares them because they think of bombs. A lot of countries are experimenting with micro-nuclear power stations, which are far more efficient, far cheaper to build. You don't need wacky great things that don't do anything. And Hinkley, the cost of the megawatt is four times what it is for renewables, which are a fraction of the price to build. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but, it is mad.
Yeah.
And of course, and it's foreign ownership. And whereas this, you know, the other end of the scale with this, what we're doing is community owned. It's not
absolutely.
Only just, it's not even privately owned by a few happy individuals, a few fat cats and shareholders. This, you know, it's literally locking it in for
so coming to your, solar orchard.
Yeah.
I like that. I see where you were coming from there. That's clever. That is really clever. So give us a view. Try and paint a picture for the listeners of what kind of size it is, what these solar panels do, how it, you know, do they grow on bushes or, you know, that
or
kind
trees.
Of thing.
Well, so somebody asked me that, how many acres it was. I think it's about 21 acres.
Right. Okay.
So it's a big field.
Okay.
It's a fallow field, though, because that's another objection you get. Oh, it could be really good farmland. Why are you using all of that? We could build, you know, but it's a fallow field.
Yeah.
And it's actually, you can't see it from the road. But, I mean, you've probably seen these solar farms. So from a distance, they look like water, don't they?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
They're not that ugly at all. Mm. I mean, of course, I'm going to love them because I think renewable energy, how fantastic. So, yes, it's large. It's just rows and rows of panels. Another thing you can see quite often is you see sheep grazing underneath.
I was going to say, in the early days...
on Thanet, I think,
Yeah, in the early days, that was a big thing. They said it's a waste of the land resource.
Yeah.
But people just put them on higher stilts and put sheep underneath them.
Sheep,
you can have grilled lamb.
Yeah. Yeah, you can cook it on site.
Exactly. What's not to like?
And the other thing, it's for, you know, biodiversity, for the kind of wildlife.
Yeah.
I mean, for bees, fantastic.
So, absolutely.
You know, now, why is it fantastic for bees?
Because you can have
keeps them warm, doesn't it?
It does. But you can have all the typical flowers and things that they love.
Okay, so grow. You haven't just got the solar panels. You've got
you can
little
do things,
wildlife things
absolutely.
Around
and
it.
And there are quite big distances between the rows as well.
You're right. I've seen one as I drive down, I think, around Thanet Earth, around
that
way.
Yeah, that's right. And there are sheep on that one,
aren't
there?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a solar farm right opposite my house, actually. It's only tiny. It's there's the London Beach Golf Course.
Oh, yes.
And they have a small solar farm and a couple of wind turbines.
Ah. got their own little kind of
they've got their own
generation.
Little thing going on over there, and that's what they've done. They've got beehives and things also there, and they produce their own honey and what have you.
Yeah,
no, it's really cool stuff. So this project that you're involved in, Stephanie, how involved in it are you? Are you working as a consultant?
I'm on the board. So I'm one of the directors. Okay. I help set up the board for it, which we're all volunteer directors on Orchard.
Right.
But I'm also involved through Sustainability Connections. I'm involved on the marketing of the bond offer we're about to launch. Right. So we launch on September the 14th.
Okay.
So I've been going to lots of events and speaking about it and also setting up events. So we've
So let's
happening.
Just before we, because we're kind of fast running out of time here.
Oh.
I know. And there's so many interesting things to talk about. Let's talk a little bit about the bond that you're going to be offering. Yeah. So give us a bit of an overview of that.
So the bond is a three-year bond. It's 5.5% annual interest.
Is that guaranteed?
Well, it is guaranteed as much as anything is with the financial model that we've got. Because we've stress-tested this model for all kinds of parameters.
Yeah. Yeah.
The bond document's available if you want to contact me. It will be available online on September the 14th. As we use a platform called Ethics.
Right.
And Ethics is one of these ethical platforms that has lots of these community energy projects on.
Yeah.
So you buy the bond via that platform. And then you can see the whole.
So for those of you that don't understand bonds and what it means, it's a way of saving money. At the moment, if you've got some savings and you put them in the bank, you might as well throw your money away because the bank won't pay you any interest at all. Right. And in fact, the banks are even talking about charging you to keep your own money in there. So you can forget them. So a lot of people with
ISAs, for example.
You're going to get better than an ISA.
Yeah. 5.5% for an ISA would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Exactly.
I don't think you'd find that anymore.
Yeah.
And yes, it's locked in for 3 years.
Yep.
You know, it's highly unlikely to be able to trade it in during that three-year period. So you need to be able to say, I don't need that for 3 years.
So you need to put away a sum of money for 3 years that's going to earn you a reasonable amount of interest.
Annually, And then you get your money back at the end, and that's it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I was going to ask you something else about it. I can't think of what it was now. You buy the bond. Oh, I know what I was going to ask.
Yeah.
And how much can you invest in the bond? Is it a fixed price bond?
That's it. I was thinking that.
Yeah.
So the minimum investment is £500.
Right.
And there's no maximum.
Quite maximum. Okay.
And we're looking at raising 1.8 million.
Okay.
And it will be going across, you know, it's nationwide.
So if you've got 500 quid or more that you'd like to earn some money on and you can afford to leave it for 3 years to earn some decent interest, buy a bond.
Well, I was just saying to you about my pension. I've got to wait 100
years. We were talking about that, the fact that you're almost at retirement age and you need to do something about it.
I am. Dig back there. Yes.
The fact that my new husband's younger than me.
Yeah. Vastly younger than her. She doesn't even qualify as a cougar. He's that young. I've made myself laugh now. Sorry about that. So how can people find out? How can people find out about the bond and how can they find out about Orchard and what you're doing there and indeed Mongoose too?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff there.
So there's a website for Orchard.
Yep.
That's probably the easiest place to go to. It's orchard.coop. So COOP. Really easy.
As in co-op,
So that's the one way. Or you can contact me at Sustainability Connections, and so I'm on Twitter, you can see me on Twitter. And then we've got events. One on the 14th of September in Sittingbourne at UKP Leisure. That's in the evening.
Yep.
Another one on the 14th of October. And there'll be a couple more, one in Tunbridge Wells and one in Chatham we're looking at.
Okay, and what's going to happen at those events, Stephanie?
So there you'll get to meet the board, you'll hear about how this whole community energy project works,
right.
You can find out about the bond, ask questions, and just generally, you know, just get introduced to the whole concept.
Fantastic.
Are you able to target IFAs and people?
Yeah, we could do.
That would be good.
We could do. It depends. That would be really good, as long as they realise they won't get any cuts.
It's the only drawback for the IFA.
But everybody's stuck now with how you get a bit of money.
Yeah, but it's a nice thing. I mean, I think for me the other thing is that it's a real legacy project. So we do find there's quite a lot of people who are putting money away for their grandchildren.
Yeah, what a lovely
shares.
Idea.
You know, they think we want to be part of this energy revolution. You know. That the aim is that Mongoose, or when we have our community energy supply, we supply 2%, which is a tiny amount, really, but it's a start.
Absolutely.
And listen, we love projects like that. We love localism.
Great,
we love people that are doing things that help the community. And all power to your elbow.
We love a windmill.
I'm not a fan of windmills so much. I'm okay with solar panels. Windmills,
I want them all.
They give me a headache, windmills.
Although I
did investigate heavily having my own.
Did you?
Yeah, I did think about having my own windmill for a little while. Mm. And I might still do it, actually. But
Should we all crowdfund it for you? Actually,
it's not very expensive to have your own windmill. And with Feed-In Terrace, why I asked about Feed-In Terrace, because I read that bit.
Yeah, they're there.
With Feed-In Terrace, you know, I think it's about $9,000 to buy a pole-mounted windmill, which is more expensive than a roof-mounted one.
Yeah.
But I didn't want one on my roof, and I've got quite a bit of ground, so I was going to have a pole-mounted one. And it was about $9,000 for it, but you kind of make the money back in about 18 months. So it's not a big deal.
So the renewable heat incentives, your one, isn't it? Look at ground source, actually, if you've got a lot of
absolutely.
That's what we need to talk about. Another show, because there's, as I said to you pre-show, there's so many people that say, you want a heat pump or you don't want a heat pump.
Yeah, because the incentives are there still. Yeah. They're much higher than the feed.
I've got a heat pump.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got a heat pump, but it heats my swimming pool.
Yeah, that's what I need.
You're so environmentally friendly, these people.
Sorry?
You're so environmentally friendly.
Oh, I compost as well. Do I get points for composting?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Yeah, yeah.
Do you compost?
Do I do what?
Do you compost?
Compost what?
Yourself?
Obviously not. No.
I know combust? What you're talking about. What do you mean?
When
I go to the kebab van and there's leftovers, what do I do with them? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
No. No, I've got my heat pump is Chinese, but that's neither here nor there. Stephanie, thank you so much.
Thank you very much as well.
Shut up.
I've enjoyed it. Thank you.
No, thank you so much for joining us and telling us about your wonderful project. Do please follow Stephanie. Do go to one of their events. The next one, it's UK Paper Leisure Centre in Sittingbourne. Do go along to that. What was the date again for that?
14th of September.
14th of September, so a couple of weeks' time. And go along and find out about investing some of your money and making some lovely returns for once with a bond. Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us. Pleasure to talk
to you. Thank you, Paul. Thanks.
Cool.
You just had 136 live viewers on Periscope, Stephanie.
Oh,
there you
so,
go.
So, yeah, luckily you weren't stuffing Kate.
Yes, that's
fine. Right.
Join Kent's biggest social media event, Paul Andrews. You can get social. It returns in November and they'd like you to be a part. It's Thursday the 3rd of November, 9 to 3:30. It's held at the Lee Academy Trust. I'm going to read out the sat nav. It's D for Donald, A for Andrew, 3, 7, P for Peter and H for Harry. And they say there'll be keynote speakers. The social media exhibition room will be full of social media and digital experts where you can ask away. GetSocialKent.com.
Fantastic. There's the Beckenham Business Day, which is taking place in Beckenham, surprisingly. 4 Bromley Road, Beckenham, at the Beckenham Public Halls, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. tomorrow, manana, Wednesday, the 7th of September. That's the Beckenham Business Day at the Beckenham Public Halls. Tomorrow, 9 a.m.
Another social media, Linda and Elle Cloak, mother and daughter team of We Do Social Media, will help you choose the most effective social media platforms for your business and show you how to use them to find the customers on your doorstep. And you need to join them. You can go on to eventbrite.co.uk. I suggest you just go on to kentbusinessradio.co.uk. It is on September the 13th, starting at 8:30, and the talk starts at 9. So it sounds like there's half an hour for a bit of mixing there.
Bit of hanky-panky.
Yeah, so go on to our Kent Business Radio website for
fabulous.
That.
There's a Women in Business Golf Taster event. The Federation of Small Business Kent and Medway, in collaboration with 4... women have organised a fun day for business women in Kent to give golf a try, and it's taking place at the Tudor Park Marriott Hotel and Country Club at Maidstone. That's Bursted, really. If you have ever wanted to give golf a try but have been worried about how best to start, then this is the day for you. You do not need to have any previous knowledge, you don't need any skill, you don't need any equipment, and you don't need any kit. All golf instruction will be from the resident PGA golf professional and from Felicity from 4 Women. And she will be on hand to answer any questions. All equipment is provided, clubs, balls, everything. So all you got to do is rock up, enjoy some networking, have a lovely lunch and learn a bit about golf. And that's taking place on Thursday the 22nd of September at the Tudor Park Marriott Hotel. And you can find out about it by going to Eventbrite and some humongously long
link. So the easiest way to find out about it is to go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk and click on the FSB tab on the website, and it is there with a nice little picture so you can't miss it. If you click on there, you can book your place on the Women in Business Golf Taster event.
Metro Bank and Kent and Victor Chamber of Commerce have a networking event. It's Wednesday, 28th of September at 5:30 to 7:30. It's at the Metro Bank on Calverley Road, Tunbridge Wells, United Kingdom.
Fine. It's that time again, Jules, yes, when we do the FSB News Roundup.
How quickly it flashes by.
It's the news update where we bring you news from the Federation of Small Business. The Small Business 100 has been launched. The FSB is thrilled our members make up one-fifth of this year's impressive Small Business 100 list as part of the 2016 Small Business Saturday campaign. That means that 21 FSB members will be highlighted during the 100 days leading up to the Small Business Saturday, which this year falls on the 3rd of December. Now in its fourth year, the campaign is hoping to build on its 2015 success, where more than £600 million was spent with small businesses on Small Business Saturday.
Firms are encouraged to join UK Export Directory. The new Department for International Trade has partnered with the UK's five major high street banks to create the biggest export directory in the UK. That's Barclays, HSBC, Lloyds, NatWest and Santander. And they'll encourage their customers to join the new directory of exporters, which will connect UK business owners with contacts from around the world. Potential buyers from global markets will also be able to search the directory for firms and suppliers located across the UK. And Liam Fox, the MP, who's the International Trade Secretary, has said that the directory is the first step in creating new digital service to make the UK the easiest place in the world from which to start exporting. Business owners are invited to register their interest in joining the directory ahead of its launch in November 2016. I suggest that you go to directory.exportingisgreat.gov.uk or again kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Thank you for that. Small business trade priorities. The government is planning to hold joint economic and trade meetings with Brazil, India, Kazakhstan, South Korea, Taiwan and Vietnam. And they are doing that before the end of 2016. Prior to the start of these meetings, the Department for International Trade would like to hear from UK businesses about their trade priorities in those seven marketplaces. This could include your greatest concerns about doing business and with these countries, how your concerns might be addressed, and what the DIT could do to encourage you to think about exporting to these markets. The survey should be completed by the 7th of September. That's tomorrow.
EU-funded schemes assurance. Over the weekend, the Treasury announced guaranteed EU funding for British businesses who are facing uncertainty following the vote to leave. FSB has been calling for reassurance for small businesses in the EU-funded schemes, and they're raising the issue during the Prime Minister's first business event at Number 10. And the FSB will be watching this carefully to see what the finer detail will mean for the day-to-day running of smaller businesses who have relied heavily on EU funding in the past.
Cool. The FSB are reporting steady job figures, a sign of strength in the job market this week, with unemployment dropping to 1.64 million. The UK job numbers show the unemployment rate is now holding steady at just 4.9%, which is the lowest in Europe. These are the first figures to take into account after the introduction of the National Living Wage, too, suggesting that small businesses have for now managed to absorb the cost of the new wage and maintain slow but steady growth in jobs and wages.
That's good news, isn't it?
It is very good news.
New measures to support tourism. More good news here. The government has published a tourism action plan setting out different measures to support the UK's tourism sector. This includes regulatory changes to allow B&Bs to serve some alcohol, a flexible apprenticeship scheme for seasonal workers, and a new set of rail ticket options to encourage tourists to travel around the country. The first grants from the £40 million Discover England Fund have also been announced. So that's great news.
It is indeed.
For the industry.
Funnily enough, we were talking about lawyer fur earlier and their disruption of the legal market, which is long overdue. And funnily enough, the FSB have found failings in legal services market. They've been working with the Competition and Markets Authority, and there's a report that came out last week which identified problems with competition in legal services market for small business. The interim report backs the FSB's calls to improve transparency in the market. Which I think so too.
Yeah, about
The CMA will now look at ways to improve competition in legal services by increasing information on price and quality for consumers. The FSB will ensure it continues to be part of the review process going forward so that the legal services market works better for small businesses. Quite right too, and
quite
long
right
overdue.
Agreed. There's £1,000 to help you export. The Open to Export Action Plan competition is a chance to win £3,000 to help get your business exporting. If selected as a finalist, you would have the opportunity to gain publicity for your business by pitching your export plans to a panel of judges at Going Global Live on the 17th of November of this year. The deadline to apply is Friday the 14th of October. You can go to open2export.com and find out more about the Open to Export Action Plan competition.
Cool. Good. Have you got any more FSB ones?
I have.
Can you do one more?
Technology healthcare funding. This week sees the launch of the Horizontal Innovation Programme. The search is on for small firms who have a technology that could be adapted and commercialised to solve a real-life healthcare issue. The programme has been launched by the Institution of Engineering and Technology, the IET, and the Manufacturing Technology Centre, MTC. It will offer on small business support worth up to £35,000 to enable its innovation or product to be commercialised to help solve some of the current NHS challenges. Now, entries need to be submitted, listener, by the 30th of September, so you don't have long, and it's the Horizontal Innovation Programme. All details, as always, on kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Fantastic. And I think that brings us to the end of our FSB News Roundup for this week.
Channel Radio News Update.
I want to bring a couple of things to your attention. First and foremost is we have Astounding Leadership Insights, which is taking place at the Dominion Theatre, and it's on this Thursday, the 8th of September. It's Motivating Beyond the Moment, Developing Your Shining Resilience, Insights into Liberating Leadership. There are a number of speakers. There's the lovely Ali Stewart, who's a keynote, and she's talking about Insights into Liberating Leadership. James Sale, Motivating Beyond the Moment. And Channel Radio's very own Sarah Ann Lucas, better known as Bird, who is Developing Your Shining Resilience. So do get along to that. It's for coaches, trainers, consultants, HR professionals and business owners and leaders and entrepreneurs. And as I say, it's taking place at London's Dominion Theatre on the 8th of September. That's this Thursday. And it starts at, I can't see what time it starts. What time does it start, Bird? 10 o'clock. Starts at 10 o'clock. Do get along. It's peanuts to go. It's only 77 quid. It's there's food and all kinds. Yeah. She's doing sign language at me. There's food and all kinds included in that as well. So it's a fantastic thing. Do get along to it. Astounding Leadership Insights at the Dominion Theatre on the 8th of September. But before that, before the 8th of September, on the 7th of September, which is tomorrow, manana, at 1 o'clock, you will be able to hear for the very first time the new Bird Show. It's not called that. It's called The Conversation. It's The Conversation. It's presented by Bird, the lovely Sarah Ann Lucas, starting tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Who's your first guest on?
Ali Harold.
Ali Harold, the coach and speaker.
This is funny, I'm shouting through the studio. So Ali Harold's on with me tomorrow, and she's going to be telling you about how she started, and it's literally just going to be like you and me just talking to her, and she's going to go through how she started, how her singing career, and then where it's led her to, and her amazing business, and the different techniques she can give you before you go on and do any public speaking. So like today, Paul, you would be doing weird things with your lips and gurgling and everything.
I'm good at weird lips. Don't you worry, Bird. So listen to Bird tomorrow, The Conversation, 1 o'clock. with Ali Harold this week, the very first show in what's going to be a great series of shows, and we're really looking forward to it, and we're really pleased that Burr's joined us on Channel Radio. So do look out for that, 1 o'clock tomorrow. And you can follow Bird. Bird on a Bike is Twitter handle, and you got Facebook. Is that Bird?
It'll all be Facebook. Yeah.
Mostly Facebook, because he's a bit of a Facebook fan. Bird wakes me up every morning with her videos. Do you not? I watch her videos every morning while I'm laying in bed thinking about getting up, and I'm thinking, oh, look at a crazy woman exercising.
Well, you're probably waiting for your helpers to get you out of
bed. Yeah, I need help to get out of bed. Anyway, The Conversation, 1 o'clock, channelradio.co.uk with Bird and guests. It's going to be fun. What you got?
I thought we'd finished. I'm ready for the cake.
She's snaffling more cake. That's the problem.
Well, I've got quite a
few. I'll tell you what, I'll read one while you're
Leadership and
about.
Management. There's a breakfast networking workshop at Canterbury and Folkestone. If you or your management team have not had sufficient training or built up the experience to enable you to manage your people and build successful teams, this workshop is for you. Systematic approach will give you an understanding of how to be an inspirational leader and effective manager to deliver your business plans, growth and success that your business deserves. It's Thursday of this week, people, in Folkestone, 8 to 10:30 a.m. and it's run by Kent, invictachamber.co.uk. I don't have a clock, so I have no idea how much time we've got left.
We've got 10 minutes.
Have we?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a fashion show.
I've got some as well.
Should I read
this? You can't
this?
Hog it all.
I'll read this and you can
go on then.
Okay, so there's a fashion show. Now, Rebecca Nutt, Serenity Becker, your favourite.
Oh, my lovely
favourite
Becca
lady.
Nutt, yeah.
We're going to this event. So it's
can
Thursday.
I come?
If anybody would like to, well, you always come to the opening of any ladies' event. You're always
absolutely.
Honorary lady in your tutu. So it's Thursday the 15th of September. Rebecca Nutt and I will be there. It's a fashion show and it's the sparkling lady, Lucy Guthrie. And she's providing the sparkling ladies an opportunity to view Captain Tortue's, I hope I'm saying that right, autumn winter collection, Paul Andrews.
Right.
It'll be modelled by Paul Andrews. Oh, no, wait, sorry. It'll be modelled by a collection of sparkling ladies. Now, I've volunteered Rebecca Nutt, but she doesn't know.
Shh.
She doesn't know.
Shh, don't tell her. No, and she luckily, said, no one's listening to this.
Said
so
she didn't want to do it or be one, but I have. You can sit back and enjoy the show. It's in Faversham. And if you'd like to participate and be dressed and styled by Lucy Guthrie, let them know. They'd like your clothes size if you do want to be.
I'm a 12.
1200. Captain Tortue clothes are everyday wear and workwear with a little French twist, Paul Andrews.
Oh, French twist. We like French twist, don't we, Dan? Oh, a bit of French twist.
Take this opportunity to try something out of your comfort zone. So 7:30 p.m. you can have a little cocktail when you arrive. It's the only reason I'm going.
I knew there would be drink involved somewhere.
8 p.m. there's a fashion show. And so you need to contact the Faversham Creek Hotel.co.uk. It's the Faversham Creek in Conduit Street, Faversham. And it is Thursday 15th, next Thursday week at 7:30. Get there for the cocktail. That's what I say.
Cool. Thank you for that.
Would you like to read one now?
I'm going to. There's a sumptuous Kentish gourmet dinner. And it's being hosted by Baroness Debbie Stedman Scott. And it's taking place at the Mulberry Tree in Boughton-on-Chelsea on Thursday the 15th of September. This wonderful collaboration between the Mulberry Tree and Bindon Vineyards. Mm. Guests will enjoy a 7-course tasting menu, each course paired with a Bindon wine. Mm. The event is in aid of the local children's charity Dandelion Time, who support children who have experienced serious emotional and behavioural difficulties. Often these have arisen from abuse or domestic violence within the home. Tickets are £75 per person. And to book, if you call 01622, that's Maidstone, 01622 749 082. If you're unable to attend the dinner, then perhaps you might like to donate an auction prize. You can follow Dandelion Time on the Twitter. I do know Dandelion Time quite well. I've been to their fabulous refuge a few times. It's at East Farley, just on the outskirts of Maidstone. They provide a wonderful home for children with emotional and abuse issues. It's a fabulous place, but it costs an awful lot of money to run,
yeah.
And they don't have any funding from anywhere else. They have to raise it all themselves. Mm. I also happen to know Baroness Debbie Stedman-Scott as well, because she used to be the president of Tomorrow's People, which was a charity that's I was right. involved in a few years ago. And she lives just around the corner from me too. She lives in Rolandon.
Does she need her drive done?
Sorry?
She might need her drive done.
I'll tell you what, she's got a drive and a half done. That could keep you busy. That's a full throat job, her drive. Yeah, yeah, you can imagine that. You know, she's got a castle and everything. Do go along to that, please, and do
I was going to say also, that meal is brilliant value.
Seven courses, yeah. 75
and
quid.
And Binnenden wine is yeah. my one weakness.
Yeah.
So beautiful Kentish wine there.
Yeah. So do go along. And if you can't, donate a raffle prize,
yeah.
please.
Yeah. Nice bit of marketing for your business as well, if you donate a wrap price.
Go.
There's a review of business red tape taking place by the government during the past year to reduce the regulatory burden on business by a total of $10 billion over the course of this parliament has been published by the independent regulatory... I can't say this.
Regulatory.
Yes, I can't say it. I never will be able to. Mm-hmm. And the review covers actions taken by more than 80 independent regulators in the UK and found that the system of measurement of the cost of regulation does not reflect the true effect on business and society. The introduction of the National Living Wage and the increase in national minimum wage rates, which were two of the largest costs to business that together cost around $1.5 billion over the last year, were not included in the government's business impact target. You can read more about this on gov.uk, but it will be on your little radio show website, won't it? So go on to kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. The IOD directors have a briefing, Funding for Growth, taking place on Thursday the 15th of September between 7 a.m. and 9 p.m. at the Ashford International Hotel. There will be refreshments and a light breakfast. It's 20 quid plus VAT for members. Funding is provided to either affect some change in the economy, such as create more jobs, innovation, green working, etc., or to address a market failure, such as a lack of social enterprises. For this reason, criteria and eligibility is often very specific. In addition, your guide to grants, loans and local KCC funds will give you all the latest. It's an information thing, and it gives you top tips on how to be investment ready and what's available and why it's available and to whom it's available. So that's Funding for Growth. It's a breakfast at 7 to 9 a.m. at the Ashford International Hotel on Thursday the 15th of September.
There's a free seminar for startups and new businesses. It's Brett's Business Recovery, Barnes Roth and Hatton Wyatt. And they've teamed up to bring you a series of business seminars designed to help startups and young companies to future-proof their businesses and how to best protect your personal position. How you structure your business in the early years can make or break your company in the long term. So the first in our seminar concentrates on getting your business structure right. The series starts off at 7:30 to 9 a.m. on Thursday the 6th of October, so this is a diary date, and it's at the Barnes Roth offices in Dartford, and they will cover business structure, limited company, sole trader, etc., dividends versus directors, loans versus PAYE, and should you be VAT registered. And you can also join them for a light breakfast, and you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk to find out how to book.
Cool. Thank you for that. Well, we've kind of reached the end of another show once again. It just leaves me to tell you what's coming up next on Channel Radio. At 5 o'clock, we have the ladies' favourite, Mr. Craig Avery, with 2 hours of entertainment, showbiz interviews and music. So and do check
socks.
That out.
Huh? Stripy socks.
And his stripy socks.
Yep.
Mr. Craig Avery. And then at 7 p.m, 18 tracks of unsigned up-and-coming new music, lovingly hand-chosen by Mr. Jamie Andrews on the New Potato Show.
Let's hope he's down from his ladder at Fruitworks.
Yeah, absolutely. Finish plastering, pop over to the studio, develop 2 hours of music. And that's followed by our comedy music show, I Was Lord Kitchener's Valet, which focuses on the hilariously funny year of 1967, which apparently was so funny that you can get something funny out of it every week.
How old were you then?
In 67? 12. There you go. I was almost ready to start work.
You probably had little plasters, one on each knee.
Plasters? Yeah. Why would I have had plasters?
Boys at that age always had plasters on each knee, didn't they?
Nah.
Our generation.
Nah.
They did.
Nah. I was working by then.
I was up a chimney by then.
Yeah. And we finish off the evening, as always, at 10 o'clock with the wonderful...
It's Club Culture with Boy George. One, two, three, get down!
Full drum beat and a squidgy bass. I give you Vanilla Ace and it rhymes. That means I'm right on time. Welcome to Club Culture, where I control my very own dance universe. 1 hour or more of grooving delectables for your disco pleasure. I'm Boy George.
It's 1 hour of delectable, delicious dance music. It's Club Culture with Boy George on Channel Radio.
So, as always, we round off the night with Boy George on Channel Radio. But thank you. We've been listening to The Business Monkey Show. We'll be back with you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.